Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BLM. Welcome back for this episode where Brad and I discuss politics. Yes, we're going to talk about the great debate, or lack thereof. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to like and subscribe. And here we go. Hey, good morning, fuckers, and welcome to another day at the awesomeness of the Daily BM. And when I say awesomeness, I'm talking about Michael because I'm not awesome at all. So, yes, I'm playing a pity party today.
Aw. Did you know we could probably be like a clean version of a podcast if you just change the intro?
Yeah, but why the fuck would we do that?
I don't know.
Silly. Do you really want to Okay, ready? Hold on. All right, here we go. And good morning and welcome to the first clean edition of the Daily BM, hosted by myself, Brad, and my awesome co-host, Michael. Michael, how are you this morning?
Why, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here this fine, dandy morning.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. You know, I've gotten into baking as of late, and I thought we would talk about the making of making muffins.
Master baking?
Master baking muffins, yes. And when you master bake them, you become a master baker. And it's, yes. And so I've created this master piece with my master baking ability where it like releases this beautiful cream just when you basically just need the freaking dough just right. They're like
freaking,
a dough mixture.
Freaking dough.
And I said freaking because we're keeping this clean. So fucking shut up and let's get this going.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted. The end. So, game over.
Yeah, game over, man. Game over.
Game over.
Name that movie, man. Come on. Let me see what you got. Name the movie.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Shaving Ryan's Privates. No, you're so way off. Are you seriously saying that it's Saving Private Ryan? Or are you just fucking with me?
No, I'm fucking with you. It's Aliens. Bill Paxton.
Corporal
Hicks.
Right.
Corporal Hicks.
I think it was Hicks, man. They just said Hicks. I would assume he was a corporal. I don't know. I don't know why anybody would make him a corporal. He was a pussy. And then until he was like, you want some? Yeah, you want this? Yeah, you want this one too? And he's going back and forth and he finally gets ate by the alien.
Actually, no. Hicks is the main guy.
Was it Hunt? Hunts or
fuck?
It was Hicks. Oh God, no! It was Hicks.
The fuck was his character's name?
Oh God, dang! What was his fucking name, dude? God, why do I feel like such a
Hudson?
That's right. Yeah, because remember she says
it's Private Hudson.
Sorry, Hudson. Would you just stop and knock it off? Because I'm getting tired of your bullshit, quite frankly.
it's Corporal. Corporal Dwayne Hicks was the main.
Yeah, Corporal Hicks
guy,
was the guy. And he was like, he's just a grunt. He goes, pardon me. And he was like, no, none taken. Or no offense. He goes, no, none taken. There's only way to do it is to nuke it from above. It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah. What a great movie.
Yeah, anyways. It was a great movie. So we had a guy write into us last week. And it's big.
I'm not showing my dick again. It's not happening.
Listen, dude.
I'm not falling for that trap.
I noticed the last three guys, or actually it was a girl and last two guys you wrote in, you sent the dick pics to, they fucking never responded back. So, and actually they removed themselves from the listener list. So whatever.
I didn't know people hated Dick Cheney so much.
I know, right?
He was always my favorite dick.
I thought it was brilliant, but you know, whatever. So be it. Hey, speaking of politics. So
yeah,
big night guys. Yeah, big night guy. Obviously, he's from Orlando, or I would assume he is because he has a 407 in his name. And so we all know that when you're in Florida, the 407 is the Orlando area code. So anyway, I'm going to read his email to us, Mike. I don't know if you had a chance to even look at it, but it was, good morning, gents. I would love to hear you guys talk and talk shit about the recent political debate. So we debate all the time. Wait, what? Debate. Gotcha.
That was a political debate. I didn't know. I thought it was just two geriatric guys like trying to have a conversation.
I thought I was watching Grumpier Old Men myself. Hey, you asshole. Well, fuck you. I thought it was Walter Matthau and what's his name in that movie. But
I'm responsible for everything great that's ever happened to this country. You know, the only reason George Washington decided to go across the river is because he went and asked me in the future, what he should do. And I said, George, I think you should go across the river and stand on the front of the boat.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that you're completely full of shit. Everyone knows that I created the water that the river and the boats flow. So without the water, he couldn't have crossed it. And that didn't come until after I came into the picture. So I think it's complete shit that you would even say that.
I'm just saying that we would have never had the American Revolutionary War because I would have never had that happen with the king. We would have sent our F-16 fighter bombers over there and we'd have blown him up. We'd have just killed him right there. He would have never done it. Ever. Not once. He would have never challenged our great nation.
I don't understand what he's even saying, and I don't even think he understands what he's saying. All I'm saying is that without me, you wouldn't even have anything.
Yes.
I had the greatest economy in all of American history.
And there you go, guys. That's our wrap-up of the debate.
I can only make fun of Trump because Biden didn't even make sense. Like, he wasn't even like,
oh my
there was
God.
No sentences. He was like, I remember running for Congress tomorrow.
All I know is that ice cream is, that ice cream sounds pretty good. You know, I'm going to go over there.
This bitch can't ride a bike. He can't climb stairs. I mean, what the hell, dude? He gets lost in his own freaking press room. I mean, sorry, dude.
Excuse me, you over there. Have I sniffed your kid yet? I don't think I've sniffed that one. That one looks like it smells good. Can I sniff it?
You know what I think is fucking hysterical about the whole thing, though, too, dude? It's like, you know, watching Trump's expressions during the debate, because he actually did. He did. I don't know if you got to watch all of it. I just watched a lot of the highlight reels because that's all you really need.
I got 10 minutes in and I was like, I can't do this. Like, these are supposed to be the people that I'm like looking up to that are supposed to be leading me and making me feel like, you know, like this is supposed to be the pinnacle of who we are as a civilization. Like, they're supposed to lead us.
I need to go put on my self tanner. Give me 1 second.
For real. I literally sat there and I was going, these are the two fucking clowns that we get to pick from. Cool.
Yeah.
I want the geriatric dementia, early onset Parkinson's guy, you know, for another 4 years, if he even makes it. And then God forbid you have the woman that's behind him step in there. Kamala Harris. You know what I mean? I mean, fuck.
It was a strategic debate, and I think that Mr. Biden or President Biden decided to say exactly what he needed to say to prove that Donald Trump is a liar and that we are the best and the party to choose from.
And I know. And
if you're black, you go to jail.
Wait, right? I felt like Leonardo DiCaprio, that meme you see where he goes, you know, and he does the little hand thing and like points at the TV. I felt like that when Trump goes, I didn't have sex with a hooker or a porn star. I wanted to go, you did. You liar. You know you fucked her. You know you fucked her. You lying sack of shit. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, he's a guy in power. He has power. You know, he has money. I mean, and you know what? Before we talk about the debate, let's roll back to the court stuff.
All the wasted tax dollars. Yeah, let's
roll
into
that. All the wasted tax dollars with the court shit. And here's my thing.
Let's roll into that. That sounds good.
You know, and this is why I hate really both political parties to a degree. Yeah. Because it doesn't matter whoever's in the hot seat. And, you know, when I call the hot seat, I mean is the president. That other fucking one goes full on balls to the wall trying to get him out. You know what I mean? And they talk all this mad shit. Nothing ever changes. But I will say this. Myself, personally, I don't know about the rest of the people, but I did a lot better under the Trump administration financially than I ever did under the fucking Biden administration. But it comes around full circle.
You know, because like Biden inherited a bad economy from Trump, and I haven't been able to fix it in 4 years because it was really fucked up. I mean, he really fucked it up so bad with his mean tweets. His tweets were so mean that it fucked up everything.
Yeah,
horribly fucked up. Can't fix it. Another 4 years. If you give me 4 more years, I still won't fix it. You know why? Because I've been in Congress for like 78 years. And I haven't done shit. And I flip flop so bad that it's not even funny. Like back in the early part of my career, I hated black people because it was fun to do. Now I like black people because, you know, because
they vote
for me.
That's right.
Yeah. We gave them the right to vote. And now I need their vote. So I like them.
Listen, you know as well as I do, I'm no big ass Trump supporter either. I'm not one of those MAGA guys that wants to give Trump a blowjob. All I'm saying is that if I had to pick between these two clowns, I'd definitely go with Captain Orange than I would with this guy. My dad is
100%. 100%. I'm sorry. Like, if I have to vote between a narcissistic maniac or an Alzheimer's patient, I'm going to go with a narcissistic maniac, because at least the other companies will respect, other countries will be like, I don't want to fuck with him because he's fucking crazy. You know, like they walk all over Biden. They're like, hey, man, look, they got ice cream in the lobby. Ha ha. We got you. Psych.
It's so true. I guarantee.
Like, quick, give him a bike. He'll kill himself.
I guarantee in November that if Trump does win, they're projecting him to win by a landslide. At this particular stage of the game, unless the Democrats pull a fucking, magic rabbit out of their hat, I don't see how anybody would vote for this old man. I just don't. I mean, they're right sane.
Well, the Democratic Party doesn't want him there, so I think they're going to have to pull him out and put somebody that's in there.
They can't.
That's viable.
They can't legally do it unless they can prove without a reasonable doubt that he's got something wrong. And believe it or not,
he doesn't have
to. That's not anywhere in the Constitution says he has to take one. There's nothing in there that says he has to take one. So, are they going to pull a JFK? You know what I mean? And fucking take him out? That'd be the only way.
What? Paging Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah, please. Lee Harry Oswald, please report to.
There's women's attention shoppers. We have female clothing on freaking floor number one, and we have men's clothing on floor number two. And we're looking for Lee Harvey Oswald. Please report to guest relations. Lee Harvey Oswald, please report to guest relations.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Can we please have the descendant of John Wilkes Booth please report to the CIA agency for immediate debriefing? We have a top secret mission for you. We need the fall guy.
I know, no shit, man. It cracks me the hell up. I'm just like, oh God, brother.
You know what? All you got to do, dude, is just all. It's really easy. All the Secret Service has to do is instead of leading him to the wheelchair ramp, they just have to lead him to the stairs.
The wheelchair
and take care
ramp.
Of himself. You know, instead of leading him down the wheelchair ramp, just take a sharp right down the stairs, and he'll fucking take care of himself because that'll fuck him up all day long. He's game over, man. Right there, the stairs. Stairs and a bicycle, game fucking over. Stairs, he's out. He's done.
We already know he can't stop a bike and do anything, you know. Yeah. And then, but here's the thing, you know. Seriously,
if his wife stops helping him off the stage, he might just take himself out by falling off the stage.
Yeah,
you saw that after the debate, right? She had to help him off the stage, and he looked like a feeble old man hobbling. See, I think that they should have an age limit. I think, you know, you don't want like your parents like on the road at like 70. So should we let them run the fucking country at 70? You know, like they should be like 65 should be mandatory retirement. Like you're out to pasture, bitch.
If this last election in his tenure, and I'm not just picking on Joe Biden here. I'm really not.
Yeah.
But I mean, because he is an old man. I mean, by his age, he is an old man. And I really believe this is not an old person's game anymore. This has got to be a younger person's game. The problem with I can honestly say the last probably at least 30 years or more, the reason why things haven't really been – and people can trash me all they want. Hey, guess what? Fuck you. I don't care. This is my personal opinion. The reason why we don't have major changes is, number one, we have lobbyists that are lobbying people for money, number one.
Yep.
Two, these are fucking guys that have been in the game for so long.
It's a game.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's such a game.
It's not civil service. It's a fucking game.
No, it is.
It's a money racket game.
It needs to be revamped so bad. It's so corrupt. It's not even funny. And until that happens, we're going to continue this vicious cycle. These old people in Congress, these old people in the Senate that have been just career politicians need to go. The president has two terms limitations. And I've said this time and time again, Congress needs the same shit. The problem is that Congress passes laws and votes for their shit, and then the president gets what he wants out of it from the lobbyists that he gets, and he either vetoes it or he says, hey, approved. And then they get their fucking, you know, pay raises and shit like that. I mean, it's just it's absolutely, I have never heard of that where, hey, let's all just give each other a pay raise, the whole entire company. You know what I mean?
Even if you're doing a shitty job. Like, you're doing a shitty job and you get a pay raise.
Yeah.
You take a,
well, the rest of the country's fucking not getting a, like, just struggling.
Yeah. You are, have lots of issues and you're fucking taking a vacation. Like, it's bullshit. And you're making, people that are making policies will not be alive to see them enacted.
Mm-mm.
They are so old, they will not be alive by the time they see the results of their actions, which is bullshit. I mean, it's bullshit. And then, you know, watching the debate, like, I could imagine being a foreigner and watching the debate and laughing at our country for what we put up to lead us. Like, if that is the, if those two guys are the best that we have to offer, then we are in fucking trouble.
We already are
bottom
in trouble.
Bottom line. I know there's a lot of people that like Trump. And I liked Trump, too, in the beginning. My problem, and the only reason that I have an issue with him, is he doesn't know when to be humble and bring everybody into the fold. If he could just change the I to we, that would make a huge difference.
That,
like,
I agree
if he
with
could
that.
Just start talking in we as a collective. You know, when I was president, we as a society had one of the best economies. Not the best, one of the best. Because it wasn't the best. There was better periods of time for U.S. growth and expansion. Okay? If he could just tone down his rhetoric, be a little more factual, okay? Not so much hyperbole.
Right.
I think he'd be all right. But I still think he's too old, you know? And it would be nice to have somebody that comes in that's younger, that has a future vision, that's, you know, not talking about the decisiveness. Like, I think it's a problem that, you know, we fly different flags over the White House, you know, like for Pride Month and stuff like that. And I'm not saying I have anything against it, the movement. The problem is the American flag should stand for all people, and it should be the only flag flown, because it's supposed to represent everybody.
Let me interject, because I completely agree with that statement, right? Okay, so my thing is, I believe over any federal building, it should be just the American flag and that state's flag, okay? That's it. There shouldn't be anything else. You can fly them half-mast when there's something tragic happens, whatever. But over any federal city, you know, whatever, it can be the United States flag, because we're all Americans, regardless of sex, gender, whatever, you know what I mean? And I have a problem with, and again, it's not a gay pride thing. You want to hoist your flag? Go for it, man. You want to put it in front of your home? Go for it. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know, you want to go around, put it on the back of your truck and drive around? I'm cool with that too. Cause you know what I don't like, listen, I'm going to probably catch a lot of shit being from the South here, but the reality is I don't even like the Confederate flag. They lost the fucking war. It's over, guys. Yeah. The South will never rise again. It's done. Put the fucking Confederate flag away. It's a matter of symbolism, not necessarily, you know, obviously they were getting the squeeze from the North, you know, yada, yada. We could get into history all we want.
Right.
But the reality is they lost the war. It has no business being here. It has no business flying over a fucking Southern government building either. You know what I mean? Or anything like that, just because we're in the South. It doesn't matter. I agree with you 100%. Those are the only flags that need to be flown. If you want to put gay pride flags to celebrate outside the gates, you know, of the White House, it shouldn't be flying over the building or on the building. You know, same thing with the Confederate flag, or if you Black Lives Matter or whatever, you know, I don't care what it is. I don't give a shit what it is.
It should be inclusive, and we should be working towards inclusion if that's what we're working towards. So that way the flag represents all of us, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right
I understand on, that's why I understand that's why the football players, some of them felt the flag didn't represent. That's why they didn't salute. That's why they took a knee. I understand that. And, you know, people got pissed off about it. But that's also on the converse side. Now, I have two issues here. So before you get pissed off, let me talk both sides.
I'm listening.
As an individual, as an individual, they have the right and the freedom to express themselves for something they don't believe in.
Correct.
Okay. To make a statement, to make a peaceful protest because they're feeling it doesn't include them. Where the problem is they are part of a football team and they're a paid player. And they shouldn't have done it on that platform because they are not there as an individual. They're there as a member of a team that plays football. So that's when I had an issue with it. And some people can argue that they needed to do that because that was the stage where they had the most eyes on them. But the problem is it disrespects the people that are there that do believe in it and the people that died for it to give them those freedoms, you know? Like there's better ways of doing it. And I think what happens is when you start putting flags and things and changing colors and splitting people up into teams, you get division. And that's the problem with the country. There's no moderate that says, okay, we need to bring the left side and the right side to the center and get shit done. It's like, it's either my way or the highway on both sides of the equation and nothing's getting done. And then the problem is when one side gets in office, they try to unravel everything that the other side did for 4 years. And it's just a downward toilet flush instead of building us up. And that's the problem. And the debate proved that point because there was nothing constructive that I saw that came out of that at all. It was literally a complete
dual men fighting.
Debauchery. It was just a debauchery. You know, and it was like there was no answers. Like there was no clear focus from either side. You know, it's come down to it's no longer why would you want me as president? It's why wouldn't you not or why you don't want the other guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, you don't want him because he sleeps with porn stars and he sends mean tweets and he's orange, you know, and he's crass. Oh, you don't want him because he's an imbecile and he's done nothing for 42 years and he's done, you know, blah, 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 whatever the crap is. It's not about they don't talk about like, okay, this is my policy. This is how I'm going to fix it. It's literally just a bunch of empty promises like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to get out of Ukraine. It'll be over on day two, which I honestly believe Trump could make it happen. Really quickly. Dude. Like I do believe him when he says that kind of stuff because, you know, he's got the pull. And when he was in office, we were bringing headway to bring North Korea into the fold, bring Russia into the fold, like lower global
just
tensions.
Rebuild the, you know, sovereignty across all countries in the world, you know? Would have been an awesome thing, you know?
I mean, we destroyed Afghanistan leaving the way that we did, the way Biden pulled out of there. You know, and I do believe that we should have been out of there, but I think there was a better way to do it. And I don't think the way we did it was the right way.
It was wrong for the people of Afghanistan to do that. All you did was create an environment where now more young ones or whatever, the people that were left behind are going to have resentment showing that Americans just cut and run. And there should have been an established government there before we left with some security to keep them safe. And they could say, oh, we were there for 20 years or whatever, however long it was. But the reality is the way we pulled out of there, you know, the way we pulled out was quick.
I mean, yeah, that's what she said. You know, I would just like to see a debate where it's like intellectuals like having a conversation and talking about what they will do to make things better. You know, it's crazy. Like, it's been a long time since we've had a president that's actually very articulate. I mean, I think the last one was Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that you could like when he talked, he sounded intelligent.
Right.
And he had a calm voice.
Politics, at least he was.
Even if he didn't agree with his politics, he sounded like he was intelligent and he sounded like he knew what he was doing. And a lot of people don't like him. And the system's not great, you know, with like Obamacare and stuff like that. But it was a start and at least it made a change. And it was trying to get people to work together to move in the right direction, as opposed to this decisive crap we have now where everybody's just pissed off at everybody. You know?
Yeah, everybody hates each other, and that's what just sucks. Yeah. But so before we get out of here, I'm going to have Joe take us out. All right. So, Joe, if you want to, you got the wheel. All right. Well, Wait, why do I sound like Ross Perot when I did that? Well, you know, if you would have just elected me back when I was doing that Clinton years, I would have been a better president than everybody. I probably would have fixed the whole country. We'd probably be in the right direction right now. But so don't forget to head over to that dailybm.com stuff, you know, where you go over there and smell like shit and do the stuff. And you can head, you can like them on all their socials and they can get rid of all the female followers they got. And then President Trump, you want to take it?
I just want to say that because of me.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, because of me, the Daily BM exists. Don't forget to head over to MasonDangerBeardCO.com where you can get all cool stuff. Don't forget, I got them the 20% discount because, you know, that's what I do. Everything comes through me, 20% off just by using Trump, the Daily BM. Never mind. Just use the Daily, the, not the Daily BM. Sorry, I sounded like Biden. Anyway,
so with that being said, guys. Mikey, you got any last words before we get the hell out of here?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody for, you know, letting me run for Congress here in Pennsylvania. And if you send me to the Hill, I'll make sure that I show up for jobs, works.
Big Night Guy.
I like chocolate ice cream.
Big Night Guy. Thanks again for riding into the show, man. We really appreciate it. Hey, anytime you want to have a... Yeah, I hope you found that entertaining and get some laughs on your way into the office. And also, don't forget, golf tournament coming up. Mike and I are going against each other because I'm the better golfer. Just kidding. We suck. Have a good one, guys.
I wonder whoever loses this election, if they're going to run for the next one. I wonder if it's going to be like, what is it, 2028?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be me and you. I say we start it now. Preston Garrett, ticket going on. That's right, 2028.
No, I'm not smart enough to run the country.
Yeah, you are. You're smart enough, and I'm just dumb enough. I could be your Kamala Harris. Mike does a great job.
There'd be no way. There'd be like, no. Be like, uh-uh.
All right, guys. We'll catch you on the flip side. See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Deuces.